Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 51 Monday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's the time of the week when I get to talk technology news with my next guest, Lewis Campbell, who is joining me, of course, from Synergy Computer Systems in Farmington. Lewis is on the video link this morning. Good morning, Lewis. How are you? Lewis, good to see you. How are you this morning? There he is. Now we can see and hear Lewis Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about that. That was an operator error. This guy. Sorry about that. That was me.
That's the way life goes, right?
It is. It is. But it's nice to see you. It's been a couple of weeks since we got together. So what's been going on?
Aside from eating turkey,
we've
got some interesting stuff going on at OpenAI. I don't know if you want to talk about that. Sam Altman being ousted. And then
is he in or is he out? He's back in.
He's back in, and after the revamping of the board as well, so there's quite a shakeup over there.
Yeah, he was out, then the board got out, now he's back in. Is that, and then, so what do you think is going on over there?
Well, one of the interesting pieces that came out from Reuters. Oh, here it is. Apparently, just before all this happened, there was a letter that was written to the board about, you know, a warning about a new AI breakthrough. I guess they're working on a project at OpenAI called QStar, which is kind of the next level of artificial intelligence. It's about teaching artificial intelligence to do math, right? And this is different than language, because language is kind of like the OpenAI and the other AI, you know, infrastructures use kind of a statistical thing to figure language out, like, you know, what's the best fit. But with math learning, they actually have to have exact answers, right? So if you can develop an AI that can learn math, not just 2 + 2, but the ability to actually reason and figure out math, you know, you might want to think of it as doing word problems in your math class.
Right.
That's a whole new level of intelligence. And apparently they're working on that. There's some breakthroughs that they're predicting are coming up on that, and there was a letter that was written to the board from OpenAI staff that was warning about the dangers of this. And then, you know, I don't know if that had anything to do with Sam Altman's ouster, but there's speculation that it might have had something to do with it. Of course, you know, Altman and the OpenAI was originally founded to do this in an open source way without as much emphasis on profit, you know, for the good of the world. And I know that there's been some question as to whether or not there's been disagreements between the board and Altman on kind of that direction as well, you know, whether they're doing this for the good of the world or whether it's more about getting investment and so forth. But when he was ousted, you know, a huge number of staff threatened to leave. They sent a letter saying they were going to quit. There was, you know, there was a lot of upheaval there.
Right.
So whether or not this settles it down, I don't know. But this is important for everybody because, you know, AI is such a, you know, there's so much hanging on the development of AI and who controls it and how it's going to be brought into the world at this point.
Right. Well, and so many different ways it could go, I guess, and not all of them are good.
Yeah.
And exactly. I think that's the other issue as well. So, okay, interesting. And Microsoft was kind of right there, too. Aren't they kind of connected in some way? Because they had picked up that CEO when he was let go temporarily, right? And they'd given him a job with open arms, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, Microsoft is the major investor in OpenAI. Right?
Okay, that's what I thought. There was a connection there.
Yeah. Right. They invested a ton of money in OpenAI and kind of allowed them to do their thing. And it was a huge advantage to Microsoft because it allowed them to, once OpenAI was successful and ChatGPT became the big thing, of course, Microsoft almost owned that. So it allowed them to integrate it into Bing and to basically cause all kinds of consternation in the market for Google. It was a big win for for them. And so when Altman was originally ousted, Microsoft said, oh, we're going to hire him. And so that was the big story. And it was like, oh, Microsoft gets this great coup. They're going to literally hire the guy behind OpenAI. But now that he's able to then renegotiate with the OpenAI board, I guess he's going to go back there.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it was certainly a lot of back and forth last week. So that was kind of crazy to watch. But that is where it is for now. What else has been going on? There's been other stuff, too, I know.
Right. Well, you know, let's not forget about the actor strike. There was kind of a tentative end to it before. Now it looks like they've ended it completely. And there is an agreement in place that will impact AI and streaming. So basically, you know, they've kind of gotten the screenwriters and actors and so forth have gotten some agreement from the industry that they're going to limit their use of AI in terms of, you know, replacing actors, and that actors and screenwriters will still get, you know, credit and money for those things, and that also that they will get residuals to some extent, or at least some kind of fees for streaming services. So I think, you know, that's important, because that's ended this long strike that's affected the entertainment industry. But it's important for us too, because, you know, it's kind of starting, we're starting to get some stuff in place now that will govern how we're going to do AI and how we're going to do licensing for streaming and entertainment and things like that going forward.
Gotcha. Yeah, that really is interesting, because I think the last time these agreements were negotiated was prior to all the big developments in streaming and AI, and so there really wasn't anything in any of the agreements, which is why I think these unions wanted to have that kind of in writing to say, hey, how are you going to deal with that going forward, right? Are we going to be compensated? Do we need to give up our imagery and voices and things like that, or can there be some protections? And that's what some of these agreements are now covering, right?
Yes. And that's a good thing for everybody, in my opinion.
I think so, too. Yeah. That's very true. Okay. Very good. Anything else briefly that you were noticing this week?
Well, you and I have talked a little bit about Las Vegas Sphere. Okay. They reported a $98.4 million loss for the last quarter. And in the wake of that, apparently there's been some disagreements between Gautam Ranji, their CFO, and the CEO, James Nolan. But Ranji has now resigned. And whether or not that's related to the loss, you know, we're not sure, but there's definitely been vocal disagreements between him and the CEO. So stay tuned to see, you know, what's going on with Sphere. I think any huge investment project like this is going to be really clunky when it first starts off, but, you know, we'll sit back and see how it goes on the long term.
Right. Okay. Sounds interesting. But I know that they weren't open the full quarter, right? I think that was also part of it, right? When they were talking about these operating losses, is they were only open maybe for a month or two.
I don't know. They haven't been open very, very long.
And we're talking about the third quarter. So I think, you know, it would make sense that they weren't bringing in any revenue until they opened the doors. So interesting.
And their big thing right now is they're doing these gigantic concerts with U2, right?
Yeah.
That's the big thing that's going on there.
So. Right. So, okay. We'll see what happens. Very interesting. Lewis, thanks so much.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
All right. You too, Lewis. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest on Mondays with our Monday Reboot segment right here when we talk technology on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.